You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting program here at the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. And welcome back, everybody. And I know we have a special guest with us today, and I know Wayne is excited to bring him on, and we'll get to hear about our guest, his experience, and him and Wayne's relationship. So it's going to be fun time. So Wayne, without further ado, good afternoon to you, Wayne. How's it going?
Hey, Bruce. Good to see you. Hope you had a greater weekend as I did. And I'd like to introduce to everybody this young man. And it's interesting. The first time we met, we had a long conversation, and we discovered that both his mother and my mother were both mothers. And we've gotten along real well since then. So, but this is the Senior Vice President with Salad Master. He handles pretty much half the world. I mean, he's all of Europe, Africa, and other places too. So I don't know what all, but Mark is quite a guy. When you get to hear him talking, he's just an amazing individual. He's a good Christian man, and he does a whole lot of traveling. So Mark, I want to thank you very much for coming on. And he was asking if he needed to have a whole lot of things prepared, Bruce. And I told him nothing could prepare him for you.
Oh my gosh. No, I just, no, it's fine. Well, welcome to the show, sir. And thanks for coming on and spending time with us today.
Well, firstly, let me say thank you. I'm flattered to be asked to be on the show. And I'm excited more than anything else. I love Wayne. He's just, we could do the complimentaries back and forth, but there are very few genuine, real people. And Wayne Fritz is one of them. So I'm absolutely really happy to be here today.
Well, listen, Mark, I'll send you that check. Don't worry. but seriously, Mark just got off a holiday. But Mark, really in the area that he's responsible for, with Salad Master, it's not only a large swath of land mass and water mass over in that part of the world, but he he actually stepped into that position and he grew it. He not only grew himself, but he grew the area he stepped into. And Mark has that, Mark, I want you to take off on this one. I think he has the training from his experience, and he also his training comes from his working in the field now. But he's got a vast experience in sales. He's built organizations, and he's built dealers in Salad Master. And Mark, where was the? I know you just came from holiday, but before that, were you in Africa?
No, I was in Africa about 2 months ago, Wayne. But I look after Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, multiple languages, very different territories, as you can imagine. But I love doing what I do.
Now, but tell us again, where are you originally from?
So my parents, I was born in the UK. In the 50s, they had this Windrush generation, is what they call it, where people were from the Caribbean came over to the UK on a boat called the Windrush. So that was the Windrush generation. So my mum comes from a small island called St. Vincent, and my dad is from Guyana, which is technically South America, but it's still considered as part of the Caribbean. So them two met in the UK in London and had me.
Well, I'll tell you what, just before we get on your coaching and stuff, my lung doctor is from Ghana. Guyana. And we talked about that.
I want to talk about bands like The Specials and Madness and Two Tone Records and the fusion of music that the Windrush folks brought in to Britain, and you had this sound of ska, punk, reggae. You know what I mean?
You're really knowledgeable on this stuff because There was a beautiful fusion there, and I think that fusion has definitely influenced me as a child. My parents listened to all kinds of music, even down to country and western. How that got in there, I don't know. But there's a beautiful fusion of music from that generation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Funboy 3 specials, all that stuff. And growing up in the 80s, just hearing that was just, you had Bow Wow Wow. And she was from Burma. Annabelle the Wind. But anyway, I don't know what is it called? Myanmar now. I don't know what it is. But the reason why I say this, Wayne, is because we're going to talk about, right? It's going to be a fusion of all he has there. I can't wait to hear about the different sales techniques and things that you might utilize via different cultures. That's fantastic, man. Anyway, take it away.
I'd like to just turn it over to you, Mark, a little bit and have you, because what our show is that we do, and I was fortunate enough that I've known Bruce several years, and he asked me to co-host with him about 8 or 9 months ago, and we've had some pretty special guests on, a lot of them WMA, or what is it, Bruce?
They're UFC and MMA fighters, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They're some great authors of some great books. So, awesome. But it's about coaching, because it seems like no matter what we do in life, we're coaches. Somewhat. Now, Bruce's background, he happens to be a psychologist. and he worked for the prison system for 20 years. And not making license plates, he actually worked for the system as a psychologist. So he's got quite a background. And you know mine, it's not worth a darn. But your background and how you've dealt with people, because you deal with people not only close to you, I mean, you can drive and visit some of your dealers, but you visit with dealers plane ride several hours away, different continents, like you said, all the different languages. And how do you cope with that? And how do you coach a guy or a girl as they're going through the process of not just Salad Master, but they'll come to you with self-help stuff too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And without giving you too much of a long-winded answer, I do want to just go back a little bit. I started in sales in 1994, and I'll explain the relevance of what I'm telling you. Unlike many people, my education, I messed up in school. I really messed up in school. I'm talking, like people say they messed up. I'm talking I had no A, no B, no C, not even a D. That's what you call messing up. Oof. And when you are from a Caribbean background, your parents don't take lightly to bad results. So there were some consequences, the wooden spoon and all kinds of stuff. So the reason I give you that background is because the topic is coaching. And I heard your question. But I entered up into sales because they were the only people who would accept me. And the whole sales layers, no matter where you are in management, your job is to coach somebody else. Your job is not just to coach them how to sell a product, but your job is to coach them on life skills, like a personal development coach. Mm-hmm. And I start there because I've entered into sales and I'm having someone coaching me how to sell a product. But not only that, I had someone coaching me to believe in myself, telling me every single day how great I was. And the bottom line is I probably wasn't, but the person tricked me into believing I was great. And the outcome of that is, without blowing my own drum, I became very good at what I did. But it was a coaching day in, day out. Don't let negatives pull you back. Don't let success go to your head. Don't let failure go to your heart. That is the environment that I entered into, just like yourself, Wayne, and many others. So now, fast forwarding, everything I do is about coaching. You gave, at the beginning, you introduced of my title, but without being disrespectful, what a load of rubbish. Senior vice president, what a load of rubbish. What am I? I'm a coach. I'm a trainer. I just train a different level of person. So at my level, I'm now training other senior management who are now training branch owners, who are now training managers coming through. But we're all coaches in the sales game. So how do I deal with it on different territories? Technology like this. But one of the things that when you are coaching, a good subject to study is emotional intelligence. Right. Because that emotional intelligence allows you not to just coach somebody, but connect with that somebody. And you've got to, you can talk, you can give all the wisdom and all the knowledge, but if you're doing that and you're not connecting with the person, that information has now gone to waste. So emotional intelligence is a subject that I did, not officially studied, but YouTube and Google and things, because I wanted to know, how do I connect with Bruce? How do I connect with Wayne? Because they're two different people. What's gonna provoke you to be the best you can be, and what's gonna provoke you? So across the thing, technology to actually make contact, but understanding the individual and accepting there isn't a one size fits all is how my style of coaching and how I go about the different territories and everything else. Yeah.
Can you speak? And it's maybe too soon to speak to, but like cultural, since, I mean, you're doing Western Europe, Eastern Europe, possibly Muslim type of countries. And like you said, the emotional intelligence and making those connections with those different cultures. Can you, any kind of surface comments you have about cultural?
I think it's important that we are not ignorant to different people's culture.
Sure.
You go into some cultures. Let me stick. My parents are from the Caribbean, so it's very different to an African culture. Mm-hmm. But in African culture, there's a lot of respect. So you. Some of the thing is you've got to be self-taught. I watch how people address people. Mm-hmm. Even as I'm 49 years old, but someone older than me is uncle, is auntie. That is their culture. And then you gain that respect because now, uncle, do you mind if I do this? If you mind if I do that? There are certain cultures that you've got to take your shoes off at the door. And I'm very observant to this. If I see a pile of shoes by the door, I don't want to be the one just traipsing my big boots through the house. And everyone, because you started off on the wrong foot. So you've got to be astute. You've got to be observant. And some cultures, it's not acceptable to be focused on the wife. Right. I'll say in the Muslim community, I'm very cautious. I'm very respectful for the husband, and right. I speak to the husband. And do you think right. you and your wife will thing? And then I'll glance across at her. But whatever you're doing in communication, I want to make sure I am connecting. I want to connect with you, Bruce. I want to connect with you, Wayne. So connecting. So I've got to, so this eye contact and being observant around. Sometimes I know I can talk a lot. So keep quiet for a bit and listen. You've got to do a lot of listening. So being astute, observing someone from the culture, how they deal with, and certain times if I'm in another territory, I would just ask them, is there anything I need to know what's acceptable? And what's not acceptable,
right.
Because I'm there to connect. I love people genuinely. Yes, there is financial gain if we make sales. But if you push that aside, I just love people. I love people different to me. So I don't want to offend you, Bruce. I don't want to offend you, Wayne. So if I'm a bit unsure, let me ask someone, what is acceptable when I go to Bruce's house? What is it Bruce likes? Find out, do some fact finding and show interest in your target audience.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so true. And, you know, I know when I first went to the Philippines and Korea and the countries that I had no idea of culture, China, if you just learn a word or two, even if you apply yourself just to even memorize it, you know, not like become involved, but memorize a word or two in their language, it just blows away. they appreciate things like that so much. And Mark, you're so funny when you said when you walk in and you see all the shoes at the door, you don't walk in with your boots traipsing through the house because being alive, those are serious customs, the culture, I mean. And they take them very seriously. And I'll tell you what, you step on one of them, and no pun intended, but they notice it and they hold it against you. Whereas in America, if you come in my house and do all that, I don't care anything. I mean, it's a little bit more laid back, but well, you get some countries that culture is, boy, it's like A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
You're so right. You got to, I always say that you gotta have those big ears on.
Yeah.
So no, that's so true.
And so true.
Another thing, when I see you addressing a large group of people, you put on, I mean, you're Mark Jones, but I mean, you put on a hat that you give a. You give one of the best motivational messages, no matter what the message is. I mean, you if anything you missed in your life, it was a calling, and that was to be an evangelist. Because, man alive, you wind up people about Christ and also selling. And, I mean, I'm telling you, I've seen you at a lot of different venues where you speak to a large group, and you get them all wound up. They just eat out of your hand.
Right.
And I don't know if you've practiced that or how, but you're just so good at it.
I think, I think there's a saying that says you haven't got to be the greatest originator, just the greatest copier. I said earlier that you got to just keep on learning. I don't think that I'm that innovative to make up my own material, but I'm very passionate. If I do something, I give it my all, and I'm very, very, very passionate. And I will take someone that has framed words in a way that has moved me, and I want to grab those words and I want to frame them and move you. I don't have to claim it was my line. I don't have to claim it was my thought process. There's no, there's nothing. I want to keep it real, and that's the word I want to use. I want to keep it real. If I heard Bruce say something to me and he moved me with that line, when I get another audience, I want to move them and provoke them to do something better. And going to my faith, Wayne, I love the Lord with all my heart. And I can only share that love with other people because I know what my faith journey, I know what my Lord Jesus Christ has done for me. And I get a bit, my ears blocked. I can't hear no different. You know when you know. I've been on the floor and I can't explain all the details, and I probably haven't got all the theology to be able to defend my faith in every single way. But when you know. I remember in the Bible, there was a parable in the blind man. He goes, well, what happened? And he goes, I don't know. All I know is I was blind and now I can see. I don't know all the other stuff. I don't know who this piece of my, but all I know is I was blind and now I can see. And I think that is my life. I don't know everything, but what I know, there were some things that God pulled me through that I'm telling you, it wasn't my friends, it wasn't my parents, it wasn't this. There was this inner strength and there was this inner direction that I look back and I say, thank you, Lord. I believe I'm in the position I'm in. Through some dark days, the Lord took me through. But just like the diamond forms under pressure. Mm-hmm. He put me under pressure. But what I learned in that period of time was priceless. So to answer your questions, my material, I'll be honest with you, I know some, we have a friend, Io, And Io is he's great at analogies. He makes them up himself. I don't. I listen to his analogy. I like the way he frames it. I grab it and I deliver it, hoping to make a difference to somebody else, not to get all the recognition myself. I'm just saying, you move me. Let me go and share that with someone else. And hopefully we can provoke someone else into action. But it's all about a discipline and personal development. If we're talking about coaching, it doesn't matter what level you are. If you're at the top of your game, you better keep on learning. Because for me, there's a bit of arrogance here, or ignorance here, I should say. For me, there is nothing. You're either learning and ascending, or you're not learning and you're declining. For me, it's that straightforward. So you've got to keep learning, refreshing your information, delivering, and especially if you're leading people, if you're not feeding yourself, how are you going to feed other people? So I just encourage anybody listening, if you want to be a great coach, keep on learning. If you are not the greatest originator, don't beat yourself up. Listen, copy. But I'd also believe I like to give the credit to whoever I heard whatever from. And this is what I heard from Jim Rowan. And this is what I heard from Zig Ziglar. Or this is what I heard from Wayne or Bruce. Give the credit. I don't need the credit. My goal is, can I make a difference to your life? And if I'm using other people's material, give them the credit. And if I make a difference to your life and encourage you to be a better version of you,
and I think we're all like that. You know, when I was growing up, I always heard, if you're green, you're growing. But when you become ripe, you're rotten.
Rotten, yeah. I so love
never
that.
Never get ripe.
Yeah.
Always be green. Always be learning. And Mark, that is so true. But you do deliver messages. And believe it or not, I know that Io has been an inspiration for so many people and will be. Continue to be so, but I want to get off that some of it too. And in your travels, I mean, you've been in places that I've never been, and most people maybe haven't been. But when you go, you've been in Africa, and you've had meetings, and you've had training in clay houses. I mean, can you share with us some of the things that blew your mind when you started traveling to different countries? That, I mean, you live in England.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a first world country. Yeah. And you have traveled, golly gee.
Honestly, Wayne, you said that I've seen some things, but traveling's an education. I think we all know that.
Yes.
Traveling also allows you to appreciate things. And if you're going to coach anyone, let's start with our children and let's be the best we can be so we can allow them to travel and see. But I've seen it all. Yeah, like you said, I've been going to Africa. Sometimes the wealth comes from, like, in the villages and in the farms. There's like in Africa, cocoa farmers and even the way they live, you wouldn't believe they have the money they have, but certain material things are not important to them. And I've been into places where the lights are on 1 minute and the lights are off the next. The lights are on. I've been places where the roof is like a straw type roof and there's a little leak over there. And I've seen the rich, the poor. I've seen the values. I'll tell you what you learn from traveling is values. The values are so different. There's a perception of what success is, maybe where I come from, or maybe where you come from. There's a perception of what you do when you have money. There's a perception of how you show you have wealth. I've got to buy this, I've got to buy that. And I'm not deterring anyone from having nice things or having a nice car or a nice watch. I just have seen that those things is sometimes a scorecard on how well you are, and it's a treat for you. You have the right to go and get nice things. But I think the point I'm making is, by traveling, what's important to one community is not important to another community. And you begin to value just the simple things, peace and tranquility and just you value that. So in my journeys, and we speak a lot about Africa because I suppose the territory I manage, that is probably the most significant different territory. The Middle East has quite a few differences as well. But Africa for me has is a cocktail of everything. In there, I've seen very much anything you've got in the Western world, you've got in Africa. I mean, their skyscrapers are as beautiful as any skyscraper in America or the UK. But the other side of it, I've seen a divide. I've seen corruption. Let's keep it real. I've seen corruption where the ministers and the government, in my opinion, I have to say that, in my opinion, a lot of them don't care about the people. It's, I'm in government, how much can I clean up myself and help my genealogy and my generations? And
I think I've heard a couple of stories where Salad Master stuff got held up at certain ports and customs. You know, need extra help getting that... Anyway,
and you better give someone a backhander. Better grease somebody's palm. and you wouldn't get that over here. Yeah,
we dealt with that a lot in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
Same thing. One time, I'll tell you what, Mark. Seriously, one time we had to pay the guy that opens the gate at the port. All he does is open the gate. That's all he does, and he wouldn't open the gate until he got some money.
All he
did is open the gate. He had no authority, but he wouldn't open that gate if he didn't have 20. And, you know, it was like $50. But you got to greet. Everybody gets greased. We had the barangay. I don't know. That's the village. That's the neighborhood chief or whatever, captain. It was called the barangay captain. And we greased him so that he would make sure the cars were not parked where they were not supposed to be parked anyway. But he took money so they could park there. So he had to make them move. So he took money to make them move so we could get the trailer back into our slot and unload it. So, I mean, I'm just, when you're talking corruption and stuff, it's pretty funny. But what's one of the funniest things? What's one of the funny or one of the things that traveling that blew you away?
Blew me away. Well, I'll give you what I call an experience because it was funny. I did a tour in September. We have these things called push months, and they're very important. So you set up. A lot of events where everybody far and wide will come to this event. So I decided to go a few of the African countries, but Ghana and Nigeria are next to each other. So I went to Nigeria first and we did a 3-day event. We had 600 people at one. We had 500 people. It was great. And they have a season called Haman. I'll probably say it wrong, but it's a season. It's a dust season. And it's like the sand from the Sahara just comes and everything is just dusty. So I had to go to 2 events in Ghana and this dust got so bad that the planes weren't flying. So now we're like, wow, how am I going to get from here to there? So in the end, they said, all right, we can get a coach. I'm saying, well, look, I've got to be there in like 24 hours. I've got to be there by tomorrow night. So we got this coach and there was 12 of us on this bus. And we had to go through from Nigeria to Togo, Togo to Ghana. So we get to Togo now and I've got my British passport. What I forgot was all the African delegates on the bus with me, they have a pass. They can get into any other African country. But if you've got a European or American passport, you better have a visa to go into each country. So we've left Nigeria. We've gone right to the border of Togo. They've looked at my passport and said, no visa, no entry. Oh, my days. I'm like, I'm now 100 miles away from the city that I know, which is Lagos. I'm now at the border of Togo that speak French. I don't speak French. and everyone on the bus had access to go in but me. To cut a long story short, what you'll learn in Africa, there is nothing that can't be done without a bit of money. So I put a little bit. I'm thinking $20 will do it. They're still talking to the guy around the back. Oh, no, no. So I handed my passport with a $20 note underneath. I shouldn't really say this, but a $20 note underneath. But the guy came back with a straight face and he's going, no, unfortunately, you need a visa. You need to go back. So I said, can I see my passport again? So then I put a $50 note in there. No. I took my passport back again. I put a $100 note. He goes, ah, no problem. Cook. And then I'm through Togo. Because I planned to go to Ghana, I already had a visa in Ghana. But we had to, on this minibus overnight, we slept on the minibus, mosquitoes everywhere. That was an experience. But,
oh, my goodness.
It was an experience. And those
are the ones you tell your grandkids too. Because, you know, not everybody can experience that stuff. I mean, that's stuff you read about in a book. My goodness. It's amazing.
I got a question about your experience with different cultures and countries. Is one of the things that I've taken away from Wayne is the importance of setting up shows or demonstrations. Is that the central core thing in these countries that you operate in, or is there something else?
Absolutely. And I say this not to be complimentary, Bruce, but you're speaking to the master of that subject, is your co-host. Like, I should just keep quiet and listen to you.
Really?
Because Wayne is the master. And the way Wayne delivers this, I think the power of Wayne and from what I've seen from working him is that the power is in the simplicity. When Wayne speaks, everybody gets it. You haven't got a everybody. When Wayne speaks, everybody gets it. But to answer your question, although I am not as qualified as your co-host, shows is our business is an activity business.
Yes.
And everything comes from that one show.
Okay.
Someone might decide to invest. They might not decide to invest. It doesn't mean you've lost. Someone might decide to recommend you on to their friends and families because we've got some beautiful incentives. Someone may decide, I want to do this job part-time, and you get someone joining your business. Someone may just need someone to talk to and you gain a friend. But being in those shows, it's the heart of everything. It's the heart of everything. You've got to master how to get in shows. And here's a word I use. You got to keep the person intrigued. You got to keep them curious. So when I'm talking to you about my show, I'm going to sell you the sizzle. I'm so excited to come and see you, Bruce. We're going to cook you some golden brown fried chicken fried with no oil. We're going to cook you 4 vegetables in 1 saucepan using no water. And I tell you what, Bruce, when you see the cake we make using no oven, we bake it on top of your stove, you're going to be blown away. I can't wait to come and see you, Bruce. Mm. You've got to keep that prospect intrigued. They've got to be going, either this guy is crazy or this is going to be one amazing experience. And I hope that it becomes a second because I'm a little bit crazy as well.
Mark is the craziest guy. He will intrigue you. That's the thing when he speaks. He will get you excited. He'll light a fire under you. And Mark, I was just thinking today, you know, there's going to be a corporate move to bring on dealers. I heard you all have talked about this too.
Yeah.
Well, I just sat in there. I do this a lot of times when I'm laying in bed. I wake up about 1 or 2 in the morning. And I was thinking, it hit me, in every set of cookware to put a very beautiful color, exciting brochure on the opportunity.
Mm.
Not just something that's in the pamphlet said, yeah, we also offer opportunity. If you're interested, call BR549. But I mean, put something in there of color that's exciting and blasts out about the opportunity, whether it would be from part-time to owning your business. Which would you prefer, owning your business you know, owning a business or just earning some part-time income. But wouldn't that be, that's a little idea to, about the other part of the square that, you know, and I'm a copy paste guy, but I got that off of somewhere watching a TV somewhere. But, you know, one time many years ago, I had to go to Chicago and it was cold. And like I did most, I've got a lot of new jackets because I'd always forget my jacket. So I'd have to go there and I bought a jacket and I can't remember where I bought it, but it had a little deal on the inside pocket that told about the quality. It was just about this size. And I picked it up and opened it and said, you know, we made this jacket with pride in our factory in the U.S. And we did every stitch is with love and all this kind of stuff about this. And I went, I folded it and put it in my pocket. I took it back. This was years ago. And I took it back and I said, let's put this in every set of cookware. We're just going to take this and copy it and paste it on our paper. And for years, that was in every box of cookware. It's just made with pride because it gets people excited. And we deliver, every set of cookware comes in a box. So, hey, we've got a container for it already.
What a brilliant idea. I said it earlier. The thing with Wayne, the power is in the simplicity. What a simple idea. And the brilliance is in that simple idea. And I think that's the lesson on coaching. Make sure everything is simple and don't be afraid to bring out any ideas, especially the simple ones, in order to think. But that is a great idea. I think I'm going to put your name attached to it.
Yep, you use it because you're the only one I've told that to.
I'm going to say I spoke to Wayne and I heard him. I don't need the credit for it. I don't need the credit for it. You don't have to be the greatest originator, just the greatest copier.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Well, I'll tell you, you've trained so many people. You've got, if there's one, what's a challenge in your history, in your experience now of being a vice president, the senior vice president? What's a challenge or two that you've met and how you've come through it? Good, bad, indifferent, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Challenges are always going to come your way. One thing in leadership you have to accept is that when things are good, you are the hero. When things are bad, you are the villain, and you can be the focal target. You can be the focal target because it's all your fault. We have to understand we're dealing with people's lives, and direct sales especially is a very emotional business. I'm so sorry if you can hear some noise about that. There's people next door are doing some work. But one of the challenges you have is when you see someone giving it their all and they're not winning. And sometimes there are COVID was a big one. We had so many things happening. We lost financing for a period of time to finance our product. Now, that's a situation beyond our control. So now I'm aware, I'm astute. Emotional intelligence tells me there's people going to be hurting that are giving everything they've got, but they've got no means to finance the customer. So they're going to be hurting. And sometimes pressure distorts your personality. And when you see people under pressure, am I talking to the real person or am I talking to a person under pressure whose personality is being distorted? So challenges is keeping myself uplifted when there's a lot of what could be perceived as negatives around. Challenges are, how can I make a difference to turn someone's situation around in a short period of time to get them back up on track so them and their family can enjoy the fruits of their labor? Challenges are when desperate time comes, sometimes unethical behavior can come up. How do you reprimand somebody because they have maybe done something that is not, maybe out of desperation? Bruce got a lead and and John stole Bruce's lead, but I know, and he stole it cleverly. And how do you, but you know, John's a good guy, but he has to be disciplined. But how do you do that? Everyone wants, oh, John should be sacked and wants to go to the extreme. But you know, John's got a good heart, but he's made a big mistake that it's not acceptable. But coming back to my faith, what would Jesus have done? Wasn't he the one who said, he without sin cast the first stone? Well, there was a sinner, a prostitute, and back then, you know what, they're supposed to be stoned to death. But so sometimes you've got to go, I do two things. I ask myself, what would Jesus do in this scenario? But you need to use wisdom as well. Because there's godly wisdom and worldly wisdom. And sometimes there's a little bit of a fusion, although really that's probably a bit of a borderline comment I've made. But challenges are people. How do you get the best out of people? Bring the best out of them, more of the good and less of the bad. And how do you make that acceptable to others around to have a forgiving heart or to have an understanding heart to give someone a second chance? Because I'll finish this statement on this. Bruce and Wayne, in my younger years, I was a little bit naughty. If I was to be judged on my younger years, my late teens especially, there were some things I'd done that were naughty, not proud of. But I'm not going to hide it because I did it. And if I was labeled and a tattoo on me, tarnishing me for the rest of my life, because who I was then is not who I am now. And I think there's been some significant differences. So I bring that to your question of what challenges. Challenges are people bringing out the best, more of the good and less of the bad, trying to create harmony, trying to control emotions whilst using empathy and emotion and intelligence to understand that person, but give them the level head. Because when you are in a bad place, I think the key thing being is you better focus on your thinking, because it's your belief that's going to get you out of it. And if your belief is, oh, everything's bad and everything's terrible and this is going on and that is going on, that person's going to go further and further deeper. How do I make a difference to that individual to turn them around, to get their belief up and to get them back on track? How do I get people to accept people?
Well, it's no wonder, Mark. And I, you know, it's funny. I really was looking forward to you coming on this show for obvious reasons, but it's the most interesting thing is, I think, Bruce, I'm going to speak for you too. I think we both learned a lot from your take on things, your faith and how that brings you into making decisions. Because somewhere I think in the Lord's Prayer it says, please forgive me of my trespasses as I forgive others. In other words,
yeah,
if we can't forgive other people, we can't expect to be forgiven for ours.
Yeah.
But you bring a really great presence. And I get goosebumps listening. You're my friend, but I'm going to hold you to something. We sat next to each other at dinner here a while back. And I thought at least I'm going to say it right here in front of Bruce so he'll know and all of our listeners that we committed to getting together next time you're in Texas. And we're going to do it, my friend, because we always get cheated by meetings and everything going around. And let's just do it.
I'm sold. Where do I sign?
Me too. But I tell you, I can't. If there's anybody in my personal life and my career that I could not wish enough good fortune to and also respect more, it would be you, Mark Jones. You've got what it takes. I had a guy that I parked my bus there for several months down in New Caney, Bruce. That's by Houston.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
His dad built this RV park and his son ran it. His son actually did a lot of the work building it. Dad put the money in. when I pulled in, the dad was there and the son was down at the hardware store. Dad told me about his son, and here's what he said. And Mark, this is for you. He said, well, let me tell you about my son. He has matured well. Best compliment I could ever hear about another person. And Mark Jones has matured well.
Okay.
And I...
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too, my brother. I really do. And I mean that not just...
Well, we know.
I genuinely mean that.
We know it. We both know it. Bruce, I'm going to turn it over to you to wind things up, if that's okay. And
Sure. So, yeah, I think that that's really, really good that you guys have that shared experience together. I really like the fact that what you guys do is at such a global scale. You know, I haven't had that luxury. I had a little bit of work in India, but it was not, it was still here. It was just up late at night, if you know what I mean. But anyway, I really like to hear, especially the thing with the shows, you know what I mean? Because it's, and I can see how animated you are, Mark, about the shows. It's like, it's almost like a Las Vegas magic show. What you're going to do with this cake, you know? And like you said, it keeps the customer, potential customer, et cetera, intrigued and interested. And you're going to offer something that really nobody else can, or something that's very, very, very different. So I really do appreciate that, because we've had some coaches here that coach like expats that live in other countries. Wayne, we had two folks like that back here several years ago, and so we would talk about empowering people and how we go about that. So, but anyway. I did want to thank you for coming on the show today and showing your passion and zeal for your work with other folks. It's just really, really glad to see that. And thanks so much for coming, and maybe we'll have you come again sometime.
Thank you, Bruce. Very, very, thank you so, so much. Thank you, Wayne.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. So, well, folks, don't forget to, you know, check in on our show. We have various platforms, of course. We're on Instagram at concierge_coaches. We have a Facebook page at Concierge Coaches Show. Also, these shows are archived on the LA Talk Radio site. And Mark will get you a link here, hopefully through via Wayne here, a link to the MP4 for you to either download or view. So, and then shortly thereafter, this program converts into Apple Podcast, and we're available on Apple Podcast. And then shortly after that, it converts into iHeartMedia. So we're really pleased that that those two entities have picked up the little podcast that could. And so that's great. So you'll be kind of on the world stage yet again, Mark, believe it or not. And particularly by SEO standards, when I just Google Bruce and Wayne and see what comes up. It's like a box of chocolates, Wayne, what Google does for us. But anyway, organically. All right, folks. Well, there it is. Another fantastic program. Come see us again, hopefully next week. We'll have another fantastic show for everybody here on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Until then, stay safe and be good, everybody. So see you next time. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. God bless everyone.
God bless. Thanks again, Mark.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.